Welcome to the Inside Out Style Podcast with Imogen Lamport, your scientist of style. Each episode, you'll get real-world style advice for women of every size, shape, and age. And now, here's Imogen.
Hi, it's Imogen Lamport from Inside Out Style, coming to answer your colour and style questions. First one in the lucky dip today comes from Gail, who says, I'm 5 foot tall, so I'm petite. Even when there are petite ranges, the petite element seems to only apply to width and not height as well. I know I'm well under the average, but I find it difficult to believe that a size 8 to 10 is likely to be for the same height person as a 16 to 18. Plus sizes have whole ranges. Petite only seems to be a percentage and not a large one of the store's merchandise. Finding something that fits is a challenge and often dispiriting, and I completely understand this. So the thing is, they actually make petite for 5'4". So that's their kind of petite height. So a 5 foot person is still 4 inches shorter than it's already made for. So that's the first thing to consider. And a bit like things tend to get longer as every size. So in the regular size ranges, things get longer as the sizes go up. Same would happen for petites as well. So yes, they're going to go a little bit longer compared to a 16 to 18 petite is probably going to be a bit longer than a 10 to 12 petite. But part of this is because hanger appeal. So when we look at clothes on the hanger, we have an expectation that the clothes will generally be longer than they are wide. So as clothes get wider, manufacturers make them longer to make them look more balanced. And this can be why they tend to get wider. This is why. So A, you're already more petite than the petite sizes are made for as far as height goes. And B, clothes always get longer as they get wider. And this is also true in the plus size range as well. You'll find the bigger in the plus size range, the longer they get there as well. And in fact, they often start longer than the regular size range because it makes them look more kind of normal on the hanger. And they sell things off hangers that if things look really unappealing or proportionally wrong on the hanger, people won't take them into the change room. So it is one of those issues. And this is why having alterations is something that you just have to kind of deal with. We all really do. And yes, there's only a very small proportion of what is available in the store in either petite or plus ranges as well. You'll often find, though, there are many stores that do more petite online than they do in the stores. So it's definitely worth having a look online as well, particularly if you've tried on some of the clothes that they might have in a range and you know your kind of size in that manufacturer. You might find then if you go online, you'll have better luck because there is definitely more range online. But sadly, that's just how it is. I have no control over clothing manufacturing, nor would I want to. But yeah, that is why you are struggling. Next question comes from Amelia, who says, in light of the pandemic and by gaining more weight than losing it, I believe my shape has become an O. I'm of Caribbean descent and therefore have inherited more behind than hips. How should I take this into account when figuring out what to wear? I can't seem to find anyone, either online or in books, who takes this into account. I don't have wide hips, just a big bodacious backside. Thanks for your help. So when you've got booty out the back, it depends how you feel about it. You will find it's very hard to fit things because most things aren't made to fit backwards. So this can make pants and things harder to fit. This is where having some stretch in garments is going to make it easier. You will also tend to find that you have to have waistbands taken in if they fit you around your butt. The thing is, what it's giving you is what we call a lateral, so a side body shape. I have two. We have the more round and the more elliptical. So someone who has more booty out the back is more round versus someone who has flatter bottom is more elliptical usually. So if you actually look up on the blog, round versus elliptical, this is round and elliptical, just search that on the blog. You will find a blog post about this. So it either happens because we get tummy out the front or we get booty out the back. And some of us are more booty out the back. So when we're thinking about if I've got a very rounded bottom, also look up things like rounded bottom on the blog. I might have written a blog post about it. I know it's something I talk to my clients about, is to look at things like, do I want extra detailing on the pockets of my jeans or not? Because because remember, it's going to draw attention. It depends really how you feel about it. Some people, I remember going to America and having a client, she loved her booty out the back and so did not want to hide it, did not want to make it look smaller. I mean, Kim Kardashian, booty out the back. There's plenty of women now that booty out the back is considered to be, you know, a great asset. So really, it's up to you about how you feel about it. And then it's just finding the clothes. And of course, you know, clothing manufacturers, there are different manufacturers that make for different shapes. I'll always remember a friend of mine telling me this story, that she was in America and she was going jeans shopping. And she was trying on, you know, picking up some jeans. And the woman in the store came up to me and said, you know, don't pick up that brand. That brand's made for, you know, women with booty out the back. You're a skinny white chick. You're like, this is the brand made for you. So she was like, you know, didn't have the butt required. So it was interesting that in America, where there's way more people who have that more genetically, that there are more ranges of clothes that are made to fit you versus if you're in somewhere like Australia, where we just generally don't have that population, there's going to be less ranges to suit you. So that is something to think about it. So it is something to think about. So going, do I want to add more? Just being aware that if you want to break up your side body with verticals, that will balance you a bit more proportionally in that way. But it's what we call your lateral or your side body shape. So we have a front body shape. That's the regular body shape that we talk about. This is kind of the front body shape. We have the side body shape. So that's turning to the side and what we're seeing from the side. And then we have the body proportions, which is what they call the vertical body shape. So we've kind of got horizontal body shape, lateral body shape, and vertical body shape. And they all come together to work out what works for you. And so this is why we have to take those things into consideration. So I would recommend having a look at that round and elliptical. Just put those words round and elliptical into the blog. You will find some information about it there. It's hard to know what to call it, isn't it, when you're trying to work out what to find. But I think the big thing you'll find is that you're going to have alterations to get the waist taken in on things so that things fit correctly. Last question today comes from Joyce, who says, I've lost 70 pounds in the last 8 months. Congratulations, Joyce. That's a massive effort. I'm not sure I even know what is supposed to be stylish for someone that's in their 50s. Now, as someone in my 50s, I say, you know, style is about what suits you, your personality, your body, your colouring, who you are today, your lifestyle, all those sorts of things. It's not about age. Age is kind of, it's a number and it's fairly irrelevant. It's got to make you fit, you know, feel good. So it's dressed to flatter your body, not to worry about your age. So what do you like to wear? Do you want to wear jeans? Do you want to wear skirts or dresses? Do you want to be more funky and alternative? Do you want to be more conservative and traditional? There is no right or wrong. It's really up to you about what you love and finding your style. Now, when we've had a large weight loss, I think one of the things, and I've noticed this with my clients, is that it can take some time to adjust and figure out what suits the new body. And this is where sometimes having some sort of, you know, consultation with an image consultant like me or doing my program like 7 Steps to Style can really help, because what it does is it gives you a few new kind of ground rules. It gives you some new guidelines for the new body of who you are today. And it gives you some ideas of shapes and styles and things like that to try. So I think that's often a great starting point when you have to, you know, rebuy an entire wardrobe. You need that new starting point. And I always think if you have a color palette, that's great, because you'll find that you can make a capsule wardrobe and get a really versatile wardrobe easily as you work with colors that all work together. And then as you build that out and you kind of get a bit more clothes, you know that everything's going to work together. And then as you've got your new guidelines for what suits the new body, you can start, you know, kind of looking for clothes in styles that work for the new you. And of course, always taking into consideration your personality, who you are, how you want to express yourself, what makes you interesting, what makes you unique, and then dressing that person rather than thinking you have to be like other 50-year-olds. Because, you know, I may be in my 50s, but I don't consider myself just to be, you know, like I must dress a certain way because I'm in my 50s. It's really up to you to decide what you want to wear. And I really admire women of any age who dress to express their personality and dress to express who they are in a way that makes them feel good. Because really the whole point is it should give you confidence rather than, you know, and you should feel like you're the best version of you. So hopefully there's a few little ideas in there to help you. But thank you so much for your questions, and I hope you have a lovely rest of your day. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to Inside Out Style with Imogen Lamport. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast for more actionable style and colour tips, and don't forget to visit insideoutstyleblog.com, where you'll discover Imogen's encyclopedia of colour and style advice to help you become your most stylish self. If you're enjoying what's here, please leave a review so we can bring you more of the content that helps you adore your wardrobe more, so you can get up, get dressed, and get out the door looking and feeling fabulous every single day.